Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Sesh Podcast, episode 155, take one. Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I am Janelle. And we are joined here with our pros, Sydney and Corelli. What up, ladies?
Hello, ma'ams.
How y'all doing today?
Excellent.
Excellent.
The vibes are high. Yes. The energy is up. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. We're here to slay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And I just have to say that I love starting my week like this.
You should have said, I love starting my day.
I should have.
With a sesh.
Love starting my
slay.
Monday with a sesh slay.
Mm-hmm. Boom. It is fun. It's a good way to start off the week.
I know. We purposely set it up like that.
Sure did.
That the first show of the week.
That's right.
Sesh, because it's fun.
That's
I mean,
right.
All our shows are fun, of course, but Sesh is extra fun.
Is extra fun. F is for friends who do stuff together.
U is for you and me.
And N is for anywhere and anytime at all.
Down here in the deep blue sea. Thank
That's
you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Howdy ho, folks. Oh my God. Wait, starting off the show, I have to show you guys this pickle candle. Two people, Paige and Kathy, sent us from Canada. This is so iconic. Thank you so much for sending this.
This is the cutest thing ever.
Isn't it? I don't want to light it, though, because I feel like it'll ruin it.
No,
I
love pickles. Not, we cannot light.
It's I not wish scented, it smelled so like pickles. No, it doesn't
there's
smell.
No reason to light it. Yeah. I feel we need to keep it on display.
Agreed.
I think it goes up on our little shelf back
on our
here.
Shelf. Mm-hmm. Our pile of pickles. Mm-hmm. Whoop, whoop. So freaking cute. Oh, my
do
God.
Do you guys do the pickle tradition for your Christmas tree?
John's family does, but I didn't know about it until I met his family.
Yeah. What is this pickle tradition? We don't do anything like that in my family.
We started it. Some random neighbor told us about us and gave us, say, a pickle for Christmas one year. And it's an ornament, a pickle ornament. You hang it up on the tree. And then the person to find the pickle ornament gets to open the first gift.
Oh. Usually it's like kind of hidden.
You hide the pickle.
Yes.
You find the pickle.
There is a candy made by a Clausen, right? Yeah, Clausen. Right now that I saw at Walmart on
candy
TikTok.
From Clausen
pickle candy.
What?
It's like a gummy, but it's apple flavored, like sour apples. Not even pickle flavored. So I was like, oh,
That's lame.
Yeah, I really want to try like a pickle ice cream. Now I'm like all in the mood for trying different flavor ice creams.
Yes,
you know, and I'm
that was a good time. I can't believe how long we talked about ice cream and then candy and other random food and things for. God, it went on for like 20 minutes.
Hey,
and you guys liked
to go
it.
On a rant. Yeah, it was fun.
I was really surprised. I was listening to it back. I'm like, God, we talked about ice cream for a long time.
I think Carl even cut some of it out.
Oh, like, really? I cut like a good like more 20 minutes.
20 minutes out?
What is wrong with us?
Okay, Jesus, we
20
were really
minutes
going
is exaggerating, but like there was at least like 10, 15 minutes, like for sure.
Well, thank you for sparing them, Carly. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, but not sorry at all, baby.
Anyway, before we jump into things, how was y'all's weekends?
It was fine. I set up some Christmas stuff.
Oh, yeah. You're hitting that?
Hitting that. Mm-hmm. Of course. Well, I'm going to visit my family for Thanksgiving next week. So I was like, when I get back, I want it to be Christmas-fied in my house. Mm, everything but my tree. Because it's too early to get a real tree right now. It'll die.
Yeah.
But yeah, everything's up. I got some garland put around my fireplace or on my mantle, I mean.
It's the coziest vibe.
The coziest vibe. It's the coziest time of the year.
Yeah, we started putting up some of it, but then I got all stressed out because I still have some cute, like, fall stuff, some pumpkins and acorns and shit, you know?
You can mix them.
Can you, though?
Sure. I don't know.
Like, should I keep the things? Because now I think I'm hosting Thanksgiving. It was supposed to be dad's.
But I would just go right to Christmas for
should
Thanksgiving.
I just give people that vibe
I
early?
Would.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, too. But now I feel like a hypocrite because I was so judgmental about people with the pumpkin shed too early. And I don't know why that is. I think it's because it's summer's ending too soon when people start
the pumpkins 100%. In August. Correct. That's why it bothers me.
I agree. I but don't actually care Christmas, what you do. Yeah, no. Well, the thing is
no, I don't
I'm
actually
not
care.
A real winter kind of person. And so Christmas makes the whole turning dark at 5 p.m. less yes. miserable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
that's why I decorate Christmas as early as possible to try and really like, you know, soak in as much Christmas as I can.
And it's so much work because there's, I mean, depending on how hard you go.
Right. But I like to go kind of hard.
Like our villages, we both are really into our villages.
Really into the village. Takes like a good 2 hours to set up.
Yeah.
And I want to enjoy that
for longer than, you know, 25 days.
Exactly.
It's not enough.
Exactly. So.
But it's also a lot of work. I have to think about everything now with a toddler.
That's true.
Which my life
that
has changed
actually
a lot.
Does complicate things quite a bit because now she's walking, so she could just pull things down.
Yep, I realized the Christmas tree.
Yeah, I
don't know.
Say.
I don't know.
I can get like a gate or something.
I don't know. Climb over she can it. Climb over a gate. She'll knock it down.
I
There's
know.
No stopping her now that she's walking.
And you like want to be able to see it, so you don't want to have, you know, like,
yeah,
stuff
right.
I don't know. Or I just put all the. I mean, she's not strong enough to pull a tree down, right? And I'll.
I don't
supervisor
think so.
Near it.
Yeah. I guess just don't put any of the ornaments like close to the bottom of the tree.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
She can, like,
or the breakable ones.
I might have to get yeah. some like non-break one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause I think most of mine are glass.
Cloth.
A lot of them are old
Wait.
Family ones.
Cloth ornaments.
Yeah.
Like little
like stuffed
oh,
ones.
Oh, yeah,
ones,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Sorry. I usually don't decorate for Christmas. So I'm a little lost when it comes to decorating for holidays.
Do you just not like doing it?
Yeah. And like, honestly, growing up, we just didn't really do it. And so it's never really been a tradition for me. Mm. And even like since I've lived like away from home, like we put up a tree a couple of times here and there. But last year I didn't put up a tree. This year, honestly, like I kind of want to.
You should.
Just to be in the holiday spirit, I guess. Just kind of
be like a little mini one too.
Yeah, that's true. And I have a like a small tree because I have a pretty small place anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's my issue too right now. Since we moved, I really am trying to find a spot to put the tree. And it's I might have the tape measure out. I'm like, we need to rearrange this whole living room because
you might have to.
I don't know where we're going to put it.
That's what we do too. We kind of like move all the furniture and adjust.
Yeah.
Because there's not really a great place for the tree. So we have to make space.
Yeah.
If you do decorate, will you do like random color ornaments or would you do like one
thing?
And
that's the thing is like, I don't have the eye for decorating like that. Like I'm not.
What?
No.
You?
Yeah,
what are
I
you
don't
talking about,
that.
Carly? You're like the most creative person there is.
You're
yeah,
creative
but
Carly.
I don't have creative. Yeah, thank you. I don't know. Like, I just.
You could just go random. Then that's like a lot of people do that too.
Can I be honest?
Yeah. Sure.
I think Christmas decoration is ugly.
That's okay. It is kind of tacky.
Yeah.
It makes me sad.
Well, that's an interesting point you make, though, because there's so many different vibes you can go with.
Yeah,
that's
there
true.
There are some ugly vibes, I think. Yes.
See, and I think that I would go with a unconventional, like, ugly vibe. Like, I think I would kind of go, like, weird with it. You know what I mean?
That's what I do.
Go weird with it.
I go pretty, like, colorful and tacky. And
see,
I lean into that for the holidays, which normally I like more neutral stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just don't have a... I just also really don't like the holiday season. I know, like, that makes me a little,
that's
like,
okay. I think a
bitter.
Lot of people
no,
feel
I
that
so
way.
Get that. I haven't liked the holidays the past couple years.
Yeah.
It was hard with like divorced parents and stuff for a long time. I just didn't like any of it.
Yeah. And like for us, like we like growing up, like our Christmases were pretty separate. Like we would go to Mexico a lot for like a few weeks. And usually my mom would stay here because she, you know, couldn't get off like 2 or 3 weeks of work. And she'd go over there for like, a couple days. So yeah, I'm like now I'm like we don't really like even now that we're adults, like we just don't really like we'll get together and like it is a family time. But I always feel like a little like isolated because of my feelings towards the holiday season. You know what I mean?
I think a lot of people can
relate
to that.
Tons of people will relate to that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I mean, here we are.
The holidays can bring up a lot of feelings and emotions.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
It can be a really
stressful.
Hard time.
It can be really stressful trying to figure out like what to get people.
Yeah.
And, you know,
scheduling and.
Yes. Yeah, scheduling, family dynamics, trying to see everybody. It's hard.
Yeah, no, it's hard. So maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens this year.
Yeah. If you feel up to it, just do it.
Yeah. No, I kind of want to decorate this year and kind of like try the spirit. You know what I mean? Like I'll try on the spirit, see if
try
it fits me.
Try it on.
Why don't you try with a Christmas movie and then see if you feel motivated.
Okay. Can I ask you guys, what are your like Christmas movie recommendations, except for The Grinch. I do love The Grinch, and I do watch that every year.
The Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus is my favorite.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? I don't, but I wait till December to watch that.
Same.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be on my list. I don't think I've ever watched that.
It's really good. I think you'd like it. It's very cute.
It's Tim Allen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Tim Allen. Yeah. It's a classic.
It is.
Also, Home Alone.
Four Christmases.
Home Alone is good.
It's really good.
Four Christmases is one of my favorites.
I actually watched that last year. I watched that this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's the best. Nice. I have to say that one for December, too. I watch my least favorite ones first.
Yeah. I have to say, it's not that I don't like Elf, but there's a lot better out there.
I agree. I honestly, Elf kind of fucking annoys me.
Like, it's not that good.
Will,
like, I like the idea of it.
Pretty controversial. Will Ferrell kind of fucking annoys me.
Ooh, tea.
I don't know what it is, but like, I like him at the same time. But sometimes I get annoyed with him.
The Holiday, love that movie. Such a cute movie. No Down Holiday. Yeah.
Oh yes.
So we watched the classic last night, Family Vacation.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. We watched it every year as a kid.
Holly was so into it. I was really surprised. She was like glued to the screen.
You just like Polar Express?
I love Polar Express, the book. I hate the movie.
Okay.
It's creepy.
Yeah, the
weird.
Book's cute. The movie is creepy. Yeah.
Never watched that either. I do like Four Christmases.
Yes.
I do like Elf, but that's just because like inside jokes.
I always watch Elf.
Yeah, I always watch it too. And that's like one of the only movies that I really watch during the Christmas.
I just kind of get through it. I don't know.
Seriously, watch The Santa Claus, Carly. It's so, so good.
Yeah. Do you recommend putting on the movie while I'm decorating?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I can do that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe buy yourself a little peppermint bark.
Ooh, okay. Ooh,
you can make a Christmas cocktail.
Get yourself
cocktail.
A little hot chocolate with some Baileys in it.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh,
I might marshmallows, invite... make it special.
Yes. Ooh, yes.
Indulge yourself.
You guys are getting me in the spirit. I did not know that Home Alone was a Christmas movie. I always thought it was like a regular
Home Alone?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Nope.
Oh my gosh, you have. Oh, that's such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Those are great.
Oh, you got to see it. And
All
Home Alone 2 is really good too. Mm-hmm. The other ones get kind of fucking weird after.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Like, I don't even think I've seen the other ones.
One and two are great.
I don't know why like I've always like correlated and I know it does like it makes no sense at all. Home Alone to Air Buds.
Like the dog movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. They give me the same kind of vibe.
Okay.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Isn't it just Air Bud, by the way?
It might be Air Bud.
It's AirPods, actually.
AirPods.
I think they have
I've never
a Christmas
seen Air Bud. I need to watch it.
Oh, it's so cute. Oh, yeah, they have Santa buddies.
Carly, you know what you should do? This would be so up your alley to get you in the spirit. Make yourself one of those, like, simmer pots.
Yes.
Oh.
With the cinnamon. Yes. You can, like, you know, get all your fun herbs and.
Ooh, wait. Actually, I've been wanting
cooking
to do.
That up.
I want to do. Okay, yes. I'm going to do that this weekend. Maybe next weekend. It's too early to do it for me. So like I need to prepare myself.
Okay.
I can't believe Thanksgiving is next week.
Already?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Next week. It's honestly crazy.
I didn't even know till this morning. I looked at the calendar and was like, wow.
I know. Okay. Yeah. It came up out of nowhere, it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thanksgiving.
Where is time
going? I feel
going?
Like the week flies by every single I feel like I'm always recording the sesh. Like I feel like we were recording the sesh literally yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Time's flying.
It freaks me out how fast, like the fact that we're already back to Christmas. I feel like Christmas Eve was 2 days ago.
I know. I so agree.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
Time be flying by. Okay.
It does.
When you're having fun.
When you're having a blast, it be flying by. All right. Should we go ahead and get into our episode?
Oh, yes.
I want to update the people.
I like when we both have our arms like this.
Feels good. What'd you say, Carly?
I want to update the people on my cat.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So I will insert a picture because I didn't last week. Here you go. But I ended up going with Ophelia.
She's so cute.
I love her. I love her so much. And my cat, like Jasper and Ophelia, are getting along so well.
That's
like,
so good.
They're great. They're not
meant
besties,
to be.
But they're meant to be.
They will be besties. If they're doing that great so far.
Yes.
It's
like they both
better.
Sleep in the bed with me.
Oh, that's
huge.
They don't sleep together, but they sleep on the same bed with me.
Very good.
They're going to be best friends, inseparable.
Yes.
Soon.
Also, I saw a lot of comments telling me, like, do not name her Lolita.
Yes.
Which, I saw that too. Yeah.
Which, I mean, I knew the history. And, like, that's honestly the biggest reason why I went against it. Because, like, I don't know. I also just, like, for me, it was more, like, because of Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
And I think I think that the book is
a book.
So Lolita's a book and it's about, it's about this like pedophile who's
I've heard of this loosely.
Yeah. And he is basically just a pedophile. And like, he has like is in love with like this little girl, essentially. Like, oh, younger girl.
Fuck.
Sick. And like he, like she's the Lolita, you know what I mean? Which I appreciate people, you know, commenting, like, you know, giving kind of the history of it on it. But
yeah,
I mean, that's the big, and I'm aware, and that's why I didn't name her. Just Ophelia. Just a disclaimer.
Ophelia.
Ophelia. I'm so happy for you.
You've been on my mind, girl, since the flood. Thank you. Girl, you always come in with the backup vocals when you need them.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
I'm here when you need me.
Oh my God. Thank you for that.
The hype, girl.
Sydney, anything going on in Sydneyland?
You know, not too much in Sydneyland, but we got together with some family last weekend, played some games, and then...
Games. Yeah. I love a good game. What games?
Heads up. It was great.
Ooh. Heads up.
Yeah.
Like heads up 7 up?
No, like, or like the phone.
Oh, like, that one. Yeah, of course. Yes. The one we played on this show several times.
We should play that again here.
Yeah.
I love that game.
I love heads up.
And they
up.
Updated
so
the category. So it's like more.
Finally, Ellen. Stuff.
Remember we played Ellen that when we were for camping?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We it's did. Even more fun that was drunk. Fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of took it easy. And I think, so I started the grab the bin with Christmas stuff. So it's like the bins are in the like guest room. Haven't opened them yet.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the step I need to take. It's just getting the bins out and starting to look at them.
Because I don't know where anything really is. Mm-hmm. So
also I was wondering, okay, so when you decorate for Christmas, usually you decorate for Halloween before, right? So is this why people usually like decorate right after Halloween? Is because like you already have all the bins out. So you just swap out your Halloween things with your Christmas things and it's less of cleanup?
I don't know. It's a good question.
It could be part of it.
But then you got to put it away at the end of the year.
I think people are like, we're already, you know, we're already decorating for one thing. Let's keep the good vibes going.
Okay. Where you have spaces cleared for decorations. Yeah. You just refill the spaces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's a free country. You can do whatever you want.
That is
true. That's true.
Perks of living in America. You can decorate whenever you want.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have a few topics and we're also going to be playing a truth or dare game, which we're very excited about. Chris and even working very hard
you
on this.
You two were in here giggling this morning when I was making my celery sticks and I heard, I'm nervous. I think you two are going to torture
gonna
us awesome. Today.
It's going to be fun.
But before we do that, me, Carly, and Sydney actually have a little surprise for you, Kendall, that we were cooking up last week.
A surprise?
Yes.
A surprise?
We
Did
thought,
I get it before?
Yeah, go ahead and get it. We'll bring it on. And then we'll have a little moment here for it.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, so we have been talking last week about a butter candle.
Oh my God.
So we decided we needed to make this come to life. And
you people just really know my heart. I have never been more proud of this show.
I know. Isn't it beautiful?
This is amazing.
It's a good surprise.
Dude, amazing surprise. Thank you.
It's filled with all kinds of herbs. We're very, very proud of it. Where's Carly? Did she leave?
Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah, we made a video to show you behind the scenes. A little behind the scenes at the candle, okay? We figured that you guys would enjoy this. And also, Carly and Sydney have a little mini one over on there. Oh, and we have soup. I forgot about this. Tomato Ooh. Bisque.
Holy shit, this is the best day ever, you guys.
This is our little bread bowl.
Isn't there so... Oh, little mini
God,
one.
Adorable.
Bon appetit.
Yes. This is the best day of my life.
Woo.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so let's go ahead and play our little behind the scenes video here.
Dinner Bell with Janelle. It comes to life. Is that you?
Yeah.
Welcome to Dinner Bell with Janelle. If you know, you know. Today we are going to be making a butter candle. Because last week on the set we talked about it and we thought, you know what?
Lagging.
We should surprise our dear sweet Kendall with the butter candle. I'm going to teach you how to make it. These are the ingredients that you're going to need. Now, disclaimer.
So much butter.
We have never done this before, so it fails.
Don't blame us.
It's Sydney and Carly's fault.
Oh. Yep. It is our fault.
So you're going to need butter. We have, is this salted or unsalted?
Yep, it's salted. Okay. Wait, it's lagging.
And then we have herbs. Now you can use whatever herbs you want. We have rosemary, chives, dill, and thyme. Not to use your thyme. We also have garlic and red pepper flakes.
Oh, so I was wondering why there was a garlic here.
That's why.
First, though, you must prepare your garlic by peeling it. Okay? We don't have.
That's really good for the knife.
An oven.
An oven or a stove.
Or a stove.
But we do have a little mini, what are those fucking?
Conventional oven?
Toaster oven.
This is so hard to do on a cutting board.
Yeah, no, we're not
also very sitting down.
Yeah, like, we're not really professional.
I ordered one today. Okay.
So now that your garlic is nice and minced, put that off to the side, and now you need to prepare the herbs. Can I get a paper towel, please, sous chefs?
Yes, but also, are we not going to roast the garlic?
Oh, right, we have to put... Okay, so...
Okay, yes, please explain this.
I was just going to microwave it because I'm lazy and don't care enough, but Corelli is demanding that we roast it in our...
Your chef.
Makeshift
pan. Your chef. Created. Thank you, Corelli. Mm-hmm.
You can use your spoon if you like.
We don't have any oil, so we're just going to put a tiny bit of butter on there, and then we're going to put it in our handy...
I don't know why it's lagging so bad. Sorry, guys.
I almost too big. Lit a... bagel on fire earlier this week because I literally forgot about it and was just sitting at my desk typing away and I was like,
look at that,
smells like a fire.
Turn them.
And then, our toaster's been through some shit.
Yeah, look at the top of it.
Cream cheese or paint? I don't know.
I think it's paint.
I think it's melted plastic.
No, yeah. We'll just, yeah.
Don't forget about it. Rosemary.
Mmm.
It smells like Christmas.
So we had some rosemary and now we're going to get some chives.
Christmas song.
Love that.
Mine?
Yeah.
I'm right.
Oh, I forgot you hate Christmas
music. I hate Christmas music.
That is so sad.
Everyone has to sing the first part of their song.
My favorite song is Oh Holy Night.
Oh, Holy Night.
I know you'd like that.
The stars are bright.
You sing that to Holly every night.
Oh, Holy Night.
This is hard. This knife sucks.
What is wrong with
I can't believe you're cutting on blades like never. A butcher knife, pretty much.
With the most jankiest tools.
Now we're gonna use some dill. I freaking love dill, man.
Ooh, I don't like chives.
I like chives.
Oh, yeah, because
you don't like onions.
I don't like onions.
Melty.
You don't like onions. I know.
So
Chrissy.
You're
crazy girl. Carly's
not breathing in the mic.
I know,
I'm like,
you're different.
I'm different.
I'm gonna hear something really cringe. I'm about to expose myself. Back in the day. Yeah. On Facebook, my about, you know how you have like the about me or whatever.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah.
Yours said I'm different.
No, mine said. Oh no, yeah, it did. Yeah. Thought I like really did something with that. I was like, all the boys are gonna be like, oh my god, she's not like other girls.
She's different.
It seriously said I'm different.
I'm different.
I hate myself so much.
Is that what you were like referencing?
No, reference like I'm not like other girls.
Yeah,
like, I'm a catch.
Such I have a question catch. That I want to ask you, Chef.
Oh
if
my god.
If you change sex for one day, what would you do?
This was so random.
You know what I would do, Sydney.
What?
Well, what do you do?
Walk around at night with headphones on. Alone.
Oh.
With my penis out.
No, but I definitely...
Would you like...
What would you do?
I don't know. I was thinking about that earlier. This dinner
bell,
you know.
Oh, Emily made it and I forgot.
This is
Cody.
We love her.
Hi.
This is Cody. He's a star.
He's a bigger star.
He's a big star.
It literally smells amazing.
We're surprising Kendall with a butter candle on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're working so hard. I almost cut
romance isn't dead.
Okay, so we melted the butter.
Emily works on my show.
And now?
Too much on accident, though. But I think it'll be okay. Now that your butter is softened, you're going to go ahead and take your garlic. Put her in
and then go ahead and take your herbs of choice.
Don't forget the crushed red pepper.
Now, we don't want it too spicy, right?
No, just a
little bit.
I just want to just eat that butter. That'd be so good on pasta.
Love it. That's so gross.
Before you start making this.
Why? Wouldn't that be so good?
No, this does not look that good.
On potato. Were you guys like stoned?
No,
no.
I wish
not
the
at
audience
all.
Could
your
smell
commentary
this.
Was so funny during
smell
this.
It too fun.
Ooh.
Butter ASMR. So you're gonna put your butter on saran wrap, and then You want to taste it?
No, thank you.
You said you wanted to try it. And then I think you start to like
mold it. Yeah.
Place your wick. This is a beeswax wick, by the way, which we're not saying is great, but I think it's better than.
It's more edible.
I think it's safer than like a.
It's all natural.
Yeah. Okay, guys, I think we should just.
Yeah, just make it look a little nicer, you know?
So now you're just gonna take your butter and probably we're gonna try and find something to sit it up in so it doesn't lose shape. And then we'll put it in the fridge over the weekend. And then on Monday, we'll come and try it out.
That's it. And
I
here we
love
are.
That, you guys. How fun.
It really worked. We're shocked. But
it
yeah.
It looks amazing.
Okay. I really want to test it. It's not super melty yet, but oh, it's pretty melty.
Is it enough?
Yeah. Okay.
Bread.
Mmm.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Damn, that's pretty damn good.
Oh, you guys.
That is pretty good.
Really?
You went all out. Mm-hmm. This is amazing. It's amazing.
I think this should be like a new tradition, like every Thanksgiving or Christmas. This is like an amazing hack.
I think I might do this for my Thanksgiving dinner next week.
The fire gives like a little sense of like, I don't know, crispy, smoky flavor.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you can. That's exactly what I got from it. This is incredible.
Mm.
Thank you guys.
You guys
so
should
much.
Make this at your house.
Send us pictures if you do.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, Janelle, shall we get into our spicy topic of the day?
Yes, let's get into it.
Spicy.
This is very interesting.
This is crazy, you know?
People will be wild.
People will be very creative. Mm-hmm. Okay, I will give that to them. This is a creative endeavor. So this woman, her name is Caitlin. She goes by
Amaranth
on Twitch.
I've heard of her.
Oh, really?
She's a big Twitch streamer, I think. I don't know what she looks like, but I have heard of her.
She's also on OnlyFans. She is creating a special one-of-a-kind beer with a extra special ingredient. Can any of you guess what that might be? Probably not, honestly. I'll just tell you. It's her vaginal yeast. So she's actually collaborating with a Polish beer company, the Order of Yonis, and they're a brewing company that promotes a sensual drinking experience. So each drink consists of lactic acid from vaginal bacteria called lactobacillus.
Mm.
Very scientific.
Lactobacillus.
Now, according to the website, after they've carefully selected the woman whose essence they want to capture, they actually have a gynecologist on staff here who will collect a vaginal smear that's then taken to a lab where bacteria is isolated, cleaned, then analyzed, and multiplied. And the end result is the bacteria used to produce the pure lactic acid that goes into the beer. Interesting. You know, very...
Innovative?
Innovative, yes. That's the word. Yes, thank you, Crowley. Very innovative.
I can't decide if I love this or hate this.
Okay.
I think it's kind of cool, but I don't know. I think it would bother me to drink a beer knowing someone's vagina was involved with the process. But I do think it's cool that beer can be made out of vaginal yeast. Like, that's kind of... I mean, women are just incredible. You can do anything.
Did we tell you how this bread was made?
Because I have your yeast.
Corelli.
Yeah, no. So
is this Corelli bread?
So we actually combined all of our womanly essence.
It's quite delicious, I will say.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
No, we taste great.
Fantastic.
So as of right now, they have three different brews. The Patricia beer, a.k.a. Bottled Beauty, which is a wheat ale brewed with champagne yeast, and an arc for the essence of Patricia, which together with coriander and orange peel is a real feast for the palate, they say. Beer in the style of wit beer, the champagne, the Monica beer, a.k.a. the bottled desire, a pale champagne. Okay, It's basically the same thing.
Yeah. And the Polina beer.
Very interesting.
Okay.
Some have bitter orange peel and coriander.
So is the yeast that they have collected from Patricia, Monica, and Polina? Must be, right?
I don't know exactly who's involved with the yeast. I don't know if that's like all of their names. I'm assuming it is.
So these three beers are the models. So that's the models' names. Okay. And I think
who's Caitlin though? But so where's Caitlin's beer? I wonder.
That's in the works.
Amaranth?
Okay. So they already have these.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So Amaranth, now I know where I know her from. She sold her farts in a jar. I remember that. $1,000 a jar.
And she also sold her bathwater.
Yes.
And then she also sold.
This is how I know her.
Something else.
She sleep streamed.
And made like a shit ton of money.
That's insane. Almost $10,000 in just a few hours sleeping on a stream.
Wow. So crazy.
Sells her hot tub water
for $50 a pop, but currently it's sold out.
What do you do with that?
Don't drink it.
Yeah, I think that's up for the consumer.
Well, people are going to go crazy for the vagina beer, I think.
In order to have the company like get your ingredient, you kind of have
your ingredient. Ingredient for amaranth.
Yeah, ingredient for amaranth. You kind of have to give yourself a pap smear, essentially. Would you try it?
Do you think she just sends it in or does she go in and get the smear at the lab?
No, I think she does her own pap smear and then I'm assuming sends in the
juice
sample.
Yeah, I wouldn't try it because I don't know. I don't know if I'd get past the idea that it came from someone's vagina, but I do think it's cool.
Would you have your own beer?
Would you try your own?
I would try my own. I don't think I would go and sell my own.
Would you try ours? One of our three?
Yeah. I trust you guys enough.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah,
that would be like a good gift.
I know where you've been.
I think it'd be a good gift, you know? What if instead of someone doing those like sexy photos for your wedding?
Oh, yes.
Get your husband some of your own beer.
I totally agree, Sydney. I think Do you think Josh would be into that? Probably.
I think John would be a little like, huh.
Yeah, I think Josh would have a huh moment, but I feel like he'd maybe think
but
it's
maybe.
Cool.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, like people get like aroused by this.
Like it's definitely a sexual thing.
Yeah. Their website's actually pretty cool, but it talks about how they've been kind of doing something similar to this for thousands of years.
I honestly believe that.
It's like goes back to like, you know, goddesses and like.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the woman's body, especially, in, you know, before the current times, was always thought of as very like a temple in a way and was very magical. Well respected. Yeah.
Because it is.
So, yeah. I mean,
I think it's kind of cool.
I think
science
it's
meets sexuality. Kind of want to buy some.
The thing is, though, I couldn't figure out how you order it, like how you get it, because like on their website, since it's a Polish company, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Those are the girls.
Ladies.
No, that was going to make a noise.
Crowley, is researching for this how you accidentally ended up on a porn site this week?
Yes. And I think I got myself, I think I gave my computer a virus.
She literally tried to fix it for this morning.
Yeah, because what were you doing again? How did you get to the porn site?
Okay, so I was filtering through the results to see if there's any updates. And it seemed like this website was a credible website. I clicked it and it was
porn.
Porn.
It was porn.
Were you here when you did that?
Yes. And then I went into
came into my office. She's like, I accidentally looked up porn.
I don't know, because I don't know if it like tells you guys like what websites we're on and like
no, we don't track. You could look at porn if you want.
You're giving me permission?
Just shut the door.
Shut the door before you do it.
Okay, cool.
We'll put in Slack. Do not disturb. Porning right now.
Porning right now.
But, amazing. You know what? I think this would be a really great gift for your grandma or grandpa.
Can you imagine their faces
explaining this to them? Like I made it for you myself.
Like, oh, like a, you know, in your kitchen? Like, mm-hmm, partially.
That's what they should turn this into, more of a service where you can send in your own and make your own.
That's what
specimen.
I was thinking.
Or do they
too.
Already offer that?
No, they hand select their.
It's probably pretty complicated to be doing custom orders.
Yeah. And also, like, how do you know? I would assume that some people may have yeast that shouldn't be consumed. I don't know if a yeast infection means that it's bad yeast or just too much. I don't know.
I don't know shit about yeast infections. Sorry.
I just know you got to take some medicine.
Yes, you do.
Medicine. So yeah, interesting. I kind of like it.
Would you drink it?
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, hell, I drink dairy products and that comes out of cows' right. boobies.
Yeah. You know, it's not like it's filled with it. So would you, you know,
right? Like made from it from the start.
Right.
Are you going to make the switch to breast milk?
Huh?
Instead of cow's milk. Are you going to make the switch only, to?
Yes, I will be consuming breast milk from now on.
Perfect. Good luck with that. Donor milk is so expensive.
I wonder if anyone does that. Try to make my own. I don't think that would work. Uh-huh. Don't you have to get pregnant first?
I think so.
Yeah, that's not something I'm trying to do right now.
I heard, after reading about this, that the you know, there's yeast makes it a little more creamy.
Oh, is that right?
I heard about that
too. Ew, why does that really bother me?
I thought you'd like that.
It's kind of sick. Well, let us know below if you would try it. I'm curious your thoughts.
I want to hear your thoughts on this. But she's getting her bag.
Oh, totally.
She's gonna make a ton off this.
I wonder how much you're gonna sell it for.
I would sell mine. If someone came up to me and was like, you wanna sell your yeast? I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's go.
Why not? I do kinda wanna taste my own.
I would definitely taste this. Like, I do wanna know what it.
Would you try your own or other people's?
Probably both. I'd compare.
Ew, what if one was like nasty, like sour, gross?
And ew.
Like, oh, we didn't process that one fully. Sorry.
Ew. So what we should do is we should all four of us make our own beer and then we'll have a taste test.
Guess who's a blind
taste
who's.
Test.
That would tastes be fun. Like Janelle.
Next dinner bell with Janelle. You guys make beers.
Yep. And we will film it for you guys.
Amazing. We'll do each other's pap smears.
We'll film the pap smears too.
And very that'll good. Go on the Sesh's OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Go to onlyfans.com/thesesh.
That's right, baby. Podcast. You guys don't get that for free. Okay.
Maybe we should create our own OnlyFans.
I feel like you would not be into that.
No, I would not.
You're pure. You're
you guys can do it, though, soul. And I'll support you.
Okay.
Me and Janelle, on the other hand, we're a bunch of whores.
Yeah. High five, Curly.
High five. Sydney's saying I'm not a whore. Mm-hmm. I'm just a private whore.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Sydney is also the same way.
Yeah. Yeah. We can be freaky. We just keep to
mysterious.
Ourselves.
Can you though? I've never heard you either of you do anything freaky in your lives.
Oh, bitch! If you only knew what I do.
Actually, I do know the freakiest thing you do, and I'm not going to say it.
I actually think Ken and I are the most freaky, but we're mysterious about it.
Yeah,
you are not freaky. Right.
Oh. We are freaky. Yes, we are.
You like want to know I'm not, but I really am.
I feel like you would have told me the freaky things.
No, Sydney is.
I keep it to myself.
I've seen her in her freak mode. It's freaky.
Yeah,
Freaky Friday.
Well, that's not fair. Why haven't I seen you in your freak mode?
I don't know.
You gotta get her.
The other day, you came
morning.
In with a sweatshirt that had a cactus slipping someone off, and you acted like it was like some
end of the world.
Spread eagle on your t-shirt.
That doesn't mean she's not freaky, though. She's polite and freaky.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to.
Get your bag!
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag!
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag!
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know what's freaky? This fucking dude at McDonald's. This is absolutely insane. Let's jump into CSI. So over the years here on The Sesh, we've talked about a lot of people who absolutely lose their ever-loving shit at
fast food.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but this guy goes absolutely insane at McDonald's drive-thru in White Marsh, Maryland. And it's all caught on video. This happened on October 8th. White Marsh police officers were called to the McDonald's for destruction of property, which you will see.
That's an understatement.
The McDonald's employees told officers that a random man came up to the drive-thru window. He slid the window open himself and started yelling, throwing cups from the drink dispenser and was grabbing anything he could reach. And it's hard to make out exactly what he's saying, but from what it looks like,
This dude just really wants some Mickey D's.
Erratic customer at a McDonald's in White Marsh, Maryland.
People are out of control these days.
I know. Like, how do you get to this point in your life where you're wrecking a McDonald's through the drive-thru window?
Give me some food!
Give me some food! Man's hangry. Jesus. He has to be intoxicated, right?
Not necessarily.
I can't imagine acting like this sober.
I would be so scared, dude, if I was one of these employees.
I know. Damn.
He's like, give me both back.
It's like he's robbing them of food.
Yes.
Don't ever stupid shit to whitey again, you bitch. Yeah. Don't take it on this country, white or black. Fuck y'all.
Damn, hope your McDouble's worth it, homie. What a fucking idiot.
It's terrible.
Served at the side of racism.
What did he say that was racist? I didn't hear that.
He was something about like, something about being black and white, like fuck you, bitch, or something like that.
Oh my God. Fucking freak. So thankfully, because in the last couple days, we weren't sure if they found this guy, but his identity has been confirmed and charges have been filed, but it's not clear what the charges are at this point.
Dude.
Maybe by that time the episode goes up, but they better go down hard on this.
Seriously.
What an idiot.
It's terrible.
Would you guys give him the food? Like, there's some
Dude,
comments that were like,
give him anything.
Totally.
Yeah. I mean, no, I agree, but I just was thinking some comments are saying they're shocked that they actually gave him the food. I'm like,
because they're scared.
No.
Yeah. What if he were to like pull out a gun?
That's what
Who
I'm
knows?
Saying. You don't know. We this live in America.
And he wasn't going to stop either. Like,
No.
He would have easily climbed in there.
What if you told him no? He could have climbed in and started like physically assaulting people or worse.
I wonder if that was his car at the drive-thru window.
I'm curious about that too, because
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
think told us.
It was.
I was asking because it looked like obviously we know I am not a car expert by any means, but I do know that yellow is Ferrari and his car seat covers has.
What do you mean yellow is Ferrari?
I thought that's
like the interior.
Yeah, that's what I thought. No?
No, not always. I mean, I'm sure there are some that have yellow interior, but you can have yellow interior on any car.
Maybe he just put like the car seat cover in.
No, this car is way too high up. You can tell the window of the car goes right up to the window of the.
And it's not even confirmed he was in the car.
It kind of looks like it wasn't his car.
Yeah.
But then it doesn't look like anyone's in the car.
Yeah,
so maybe it was his car.
Maybe someone got out of the way because he's.
But that's weird to me. I'm like, if it wasn't your car and it was somebody else's car, like I would have dipped out if that someone was doing that.
Yeah, that's true.
Right next
so maybe
to me.
It was his car then. Why did you get out? Oh, God, these people are fucking crazy, man.
I know.
That's so scary.
And I wonder what happened. Like, I wonder what happened before this, like that made him.
Right.
This fucking erotic.
Did they get the order wrong?
Yeah. Or did they just like not give him his
food? Long?
Or like, was he actually like thieving them?
Dude, if you're doing this type of shit, you need serious help. You need to reevaluate your entire life.
Hope he gets charged.
I do too.
It's just wild how often this happens. I feel like at
he
least
was
once
charged,
a month.
Just to clarify.
Yeah, but we don't know with what.
Right.
Right.
We don't know. He was charged with something like.
Mm-hmm.
That can
intense
have severe consequences.
Yeah,
it's just crazy because this stuff happens. I feel like at least once a month we're covering some crazy ass person
least.
On
it's once a week, dude.
No, it's honestly true. Like almost every single week,
we're multiple people a week.
There's people that we find and we're like, okay, and we don't even end up covering them for whatever reason. There's just so many out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's absurd.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid people.
I just feel so bad for these employees. They are not being paid enough to deal with this type of bullshit from.
No.
Unhinged people.
It's horrible.
Dude, I'd be so scared to go back to work.
So
like,
scared.
What if just wrong, you're serving the window and it's someone's bad day. And for some reason, like the one where recently someone was like the person was shot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like over something so minor.
I know. It's absurd. My friend from college worked at a McDonald's. And one time she was working the cash register and someone came up to her. I don't know why they were mad and literally took the cup of Coke and popped the top off and just dumped the whole thing on her head.
Jesus.
God, that is so insane.
I was going to say, honestly, when I worked at Sonic in high school, that was some of the worst I was ever treated. like by people. Like people really treated you like they human do. Garbage.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I remember one time, I'm not sure if I've told the story before, but I was taking a drink. You know how Sonic has like the really extra large drinks?
Yeah.
I was taking this man his drink and he was like carpool or not carpooling, but car what is it?
Parked.
Yeah, he was like on the side.
Oh, doing like the drive up thing.
Yeah. But it wasn't drive through, it was just like the drive up thing.
Yeah.
And I have really small hands. Like I always have had really small hands. And I was also like, this is literally like 16, 17 year old me. I'm carrying this big ass tray with like one drink, right? And I go to like hand it to him, but he grabs it over my hand, kind of like on top of it, and he squeezes it. Mm. And the entire like cup combusts. Ooh. And it spills all over his car too. Which
combust
I felt so
is not
bad.
The right word though.
Combust.
Explode.
Yeah. Well, combust is kind of exploding.
Combust usually is when it's like on fire, I think, right?
Yeah. Oh. Well, he grabbed it and he squeezed it and it the cup fell through. You know what I mean?
Let me guess. He got mad at you for it.
Oh, he got so mad. He's like, let me talk to your manager. He's like, these are my brand new leather shoes. And I'm like, I am so like, I was about to cry. I was like, I'm so, so, so sorry. But like, he grabbed the cup and like, he was like, he called me stupid. He said, he's like, you shouldn't be working here.
Dude, people need to fucking get a grip.
Yeah.
My God.
Just like treat your fast food workers, treat your servers, treat people with respect, point blank,
just
period.
All, in general.
Especially
in
like young people, obviously like of any age, but it just pisses me off when there's like teens, you can tell this is their first job and they don't have a lot of like confidence because they're teens. At least that was how I was. So when an adult like yells at you, you freak out and don't even know how to handle it. Like so scary. We'll see what happens to this dude though. Hope he goes to jail. Probably won't.
This may not even, this is a little bit different, but Carly, you kind of remind me, your story reminded me of, and this is kind of maybe my fault or bad, but I used to bus tables.
Yeah.
So I like take the water. And one time, it was just so bad and I never said anything. The water tipped over and poured into the lady's purse. But she was like, turn this way because it was like at the sushi bar. And I was like, oh shit, like a lot of water.
Did you say anything?
No. I just was like.
You just like walked away?
Yeah. Because I was like.
Did she say anything to you?
No, I mean, she wasn't going to know until she put her hand in her purse.
Oh my God. Honestly, the funniest shit.
I mean, it was like, I grabbed the water. I picked it. It wasn't like a whole, you know, container, but solid.
It splashed.
It was like in her purse.
That is amazing.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right. You ready to truth and dare it up?
I am ready for this. I'm a little nervy.
Me too. I'm scared.
It's okay.
I saw you guys have waxing stuff.
Yeah, yes. I saw a wax kit. Uh-huh. We're going to be giving each other Brazilians.
Well, I do have a Brazilian scheduled for today. So
I have
can
one
cancel
on Saturday,
that.
So I can cancel mine. Perfect.
All right.
Excellent.
Let's dive in.
You guys want to explain a little bit how this will work?
Yes. So each round, Corelli's going to flip a coin, and that's going to decide who has to spin the dare wheel or pick a truth. So the little pieces of paper on the table are the dares that correlate with numbers to the wheel.
I love this wheel. How fun.
Yes. And if you, what do we say? Oh, tails, then you have to pick a truth, or if you decide you don't want to do a truth, you can do a dare.
So Kendall is up first.
You got a tails.
Oh, truth.
What gives you the ick about your partner?
Like a real ick.
I don't want to bash on Josh, though.
You
Maybe
can do,
I should
a dare.
Do a dare. There are plenty of things that gives me the ick. I told you guys about the sneezing thing, so you all already know that.
But like, what's like an ick that like he would be upset if you told?
Expose
you know what?
Him.
I'm going to protect him and choose a dare.
Okay.
Okay. So go ahead and spin all your
right,
wheel.
So spin your wheel. Give it like a good spin, bro. Okay. There you go.
There we go.
Two.
Take a pickle shot.
Ooh,
sure.
Yum.
I would love a pickle shot. These are called... Oh, so we have a spicy pickle shot. These are from Dirty Dill.
dirty dill or a pickled pepper shot.
I will What's the difference?
Well, yeah, one's a pepper shot and then one's a pickle shot.
Oh, I see. A pickled pepper. Do you guys like pickled onions?
No.
Mm, love pickled onions.
I'm going to chase this with my soup.
Nice.
Ooh, yum.
Oh my God, the fact that you do that with your teeth is scary.
I know, I really shouldn't do that.
Girl, you have too nice of teeth to do that.
I have my soup handy.
Mm. Hey, that's kind of...
You want to smell it? It's very vinegary.
Ew, it smells disgusting.
All right. Here goes nothing.
Ew, I can't believe you're chasing the soup.
Well, thank God for the soup.
Wow.
What does it taste like?
That was impressive.
It's pretty spicy.
You're going to get drunk, I feel
it's
like.
It's pretty spicy. Yeah, probably.
Never drink.
Yeah. I actually kind of like the aftertaste with the soup. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. It's not bad.
Dirty dill. Sydney, where did you find these?
Just at a liquor store.
Hell yeah.
I saw them being like on the counter.
All right. Sweet.
They're not bad.
Okay. Good
Ooh,
job.
Now I'm having fun.
All right. My turn.
Tails.
Okay. Truth. Okay, what is the least amount of money that would have to be buried in a porta potty for you to dig it up? The least amount for me to do it? Probably $1,000.
You're sick.
What?
You would only grand and you dig through a pile of shit?
Well, like how much?
A full porta potty? I
a
don't
full
know.
Full porta potty?
Yeah. Ew, dude, that's so sick.
Okay, $5,000. I would do it for $5,000. Absolutely. I would do it for $5,000. Hell yeah.
Ew. But I can't even think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, I would definitely do potties.
It. Would you go like full scuba?
What do you mean?
Like, would you put on like a full like hazmat suit and like.
If I could,
yeah, you
like,
should dive into the fucking.
No, I would. I'm not going to dive into it. Bare hands?
And get diseases.
In your
there.
Nails? Ew. Ugh.
Yeah.
I would cut my nails really short.
Have you guys ever seen that company? Honey Bucket. They're a porta potty company called Honey Bucket.
Yes, yes, yes.
And every time I see their little trucks rolling around,
I've never even heard of that.
Porta potty. The worst name of it, disgusting. Honey Bucket. Like, think of it. Oh, it's so disgusting.
Well, honestly, like, the part about porta potties I hate the most is the fact that it, like, just the sound of the piss going in, and it's like going way
yes,
in there.
Yes.
I just can't stand that.
I hate the bugs. There's
the
always bugs in there.
Drive me crazy. And also the little urinals they have for guys
Ew.
On the
oh,
side
I hate that.
Really
yeah,
bothers me. Like,
so
like
gross.
What is literally the difference? You're whipping your wiener out to go into a hole anyways. Why do you need a fucking
They're trying
urinal?
To be fancy with it.
Well, also what I hate about the urinals is that like usually they're really close to the seat. Mm. So like when you're squatting down,
yes, you're right
your
there.
Arm is like right next
yes,
to like
it's
the
disgusting.
Urinal.
Okay, anyways, that's enough of that.
Ugh.
All right. Very good. Sick. Yeah, I would do it for $5,000.
Mm. Well, mm-hmm. Now she should actually have to do it.
Dead.
Mm-hmm. That's the dare.
Find me a porta potty. I would do it. Put $5,000 in there, though. All right, Kendall's turn.
All right, tails.
Oh, you get a truth. Congratulations.
Right. Who do you think is the worst dressed person in this room? Hmm. Let me take a good look at all of you.
Like right now or just in general, I feel like.
Oh, right. In general.
Oh,
that's mean.
No, I think just, oh yeah, worst, best in general.
I think who's the worst, yeah, dressed in general.
I'm not
right
answering
now.
That.
Really?
No
really?
Way. That's
Why?
Mean.
It's not that mean.
And I can't even think, all you guys
I
are
would
all
answer it.
Well-dressed.
Who would it be?
Well, I can say who's the best, to. But I'm not going to answer who's the worst.
Okay.
And you can also remember that the Lights Out crew is in the other room, so.
No. Oh, they count?
No.
You have to put that truth back in the bucket, too, so just in case Janelle gets it.
Okay.
Oh, you just want me to get it? Okay, great.
So you have to
so
do
you're
a
not
going to
answer it?
No, I'm not going to answer that.
Oh,
it's
my.
Too mean.
Okay.
I feel bad.
Go ahead, spin the thing. 3.
I also just kind of want to see what dares you guys have. Let the person next to you wax whatever they want, except the face. Of course I get the waxing one.
This is good. Good.
You want to wax me?
Yeah.
All right.
Have you ever waxed anybody before?
I waxed John's eyebrows and gave him a burn and ripped off his skin on accident.
Beautiful.
But that was with soft wax. So I trust myself with hard wax. I've been getting waxed for years now. So I feel like I know.
But you just make sure it's not too hot. And you
Ooh,
it
this
on.
Is so fun. Oh my God. This is fun to play with. I can play with this all day. Okay. Here, let's move this over
okay.
So people can see. All right, here we go.
That's a large section you're doing there, friend.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Janelle.
I have to spread it out, dude. Fuck.
But you want it to be thick, too. You don't want it to be too
I
thin.
Know. Guys, come on now. Give me some credit here. Now you gotta kind of let it harden up. I have watched my waxer do this like a million times.
You
I
think watch I know exact- her down there?
Well, I mean, like, I know what she's yeah. doing. Yeah, kind of. So next step now mm-hmm. is to get a little...
Go against the hair, right?
I'm going to go like this.
No, that's... You have to go the other way.
Other like
way.
This?
Oh my God, it really hurts, dude.
I have to get a piece up. Ready?
Ah, yes, do it fast.
I don't think it's... I think it needs to harden more. Hold on.
My God. Okay, don't wait too long.
No, I think it has to harden or it won't come off. Yeah. I don't want to hurt you. It needs to harden way more.
Good God, bro. The things I do for the show.
I can help.
Okay, I think this is better. No, I don't need your help. I can do it. Ready?
And bring it in. Apply pressure after.
One, two, three. Ah!
Kelly Clarkson.
What? I've never seen any movies. You don't know anything.
Wait, is wow. That, it's a little really Lake Forest. Works.
Look how smooth it is.
Oh my gosh, nice.
I just got a little residue. You're going to have to get off later yeah, at some I'll, point.
I'll or yeah, use that. The back end of it and kind of... Oh yeah.
God.
No, that didn't work.
Dude, this is the worst part. Now you left all these little fucking... You suck at this. No tip.
It ripped your spray tan off.
Dude, I'm bleeding.
What?
You made me bleed.
That's not bleeding. It's just yes, a little red.
No, that is blood. Look. I'm bleeding.
Okay, that is not...
You've injured me.
Did it hurt that bad once I got it off?
No, the peeling it up
yeah.
hurts more.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to have to get off all this little bullshit on
Ooh, this
her.
Is fun.
Damn, I want to do this.
You can do oil and get it up.
Ow! Okay.
Ooh, good job.
All right, spicy.
My turn.
So go ahead and do a dare.
Okay. One.
One.
In 1 minute, write a short poem about millennials. Write a poem? Okay, fine.
You got 1 minute.
Actually, I can do this.
What kind of bullshit is this? She gets to write a poem and I had to get my arm waxed. And I'm bleeding. Remember when it felt young to be a millennial? I was like, oh, we're millennials. We're the next generation. Now I just feel
old.
People are always dogging on millennials now.
I know.
That's all I see.
Mine is like, so dumb. You're not going to want this.
Time's up.
Mine is so bad. Okay, ready? I'm like Shakespeare. Millennials are so quirky and fun. They act like they have debt the size of the sun with their space buns. That's all I fucking have. That's it.
Wait, that was it?
Yes, it was 1 minute.
Read it again.
Millennials are so quirky and fun. They act like they have debt the size of the sun. They kind of do. With their space buns.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty
good.
I feel
like millennials love space buns.
Mm-hmm. Like, am I a millennial?
No. You're a Gen Z. What year are you born?
97.
Yeah, so you're like, a Gen Z.
I'm like the beginning of... I'm the end of millennials, beginning of Gen Z.
Yeah, you're the very end
I'm a
of
transitioner. Nah.
That's cool. You're a zillennial.
I'm a zillennial.
Mm-hmm.
I love my space buns.
See? Millennial. Millennials love space buns, and they have debt the size of the sun.
That's pretty good.
Thank
it's,
you.
It's true.
Okay, well, you know
that
what?
Wasn't too bad. Effort. That was an easy fucking dare.
Should I put the used wax back in the bowl for Sydney later?
Ew.
Yeah, there you go. Let the hair melt in there.
That'd be so gross.
All right, Kendall. Dare.
Flip me.
You got a dare?
Yep. Spin.
Only dares for me, I guess.
Six.
In 2 minutes, draw a portrait of the opponent.
Okay, draw a portrait of me. I want it to look good.
Okay. Well, I'm a terrible artist, so it's not going to look good.
Okay, you get a minute and a half.
It said two. You can entertain them for 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'll entertain you.
Better be really good quality.
Better be some Picasso.
Ready, set, go.
I like it, Picasso. Have you guys ever tried to wax your own coochies?
Are you not entertained?
Yeah, I tried the top.
You did? That's like the most painful part of the whole thing.
Well, because I was kind of like nervous about it and I didn't want to just go in there.
Oh.
And it was
so
a little
painful.
Hot. Like I would need to work on my timing with the heat.
Jesus Christ.
I will say
this is gonna be so ugly. I'm sorry.
That's nice. The chocolate starfish is the least painful part of it all.
Ew, why do you call it
chocolate
that?
Ew, dude.
What's a chocolate starfish?
Your
For the waxing.
I would just be nervous, like myself, like my hand being a little shaky and then like dripping or I don't know.
I feel like I wouldn't be able to actually pull it off.
I've never told the story about how
me neither.
I got recognized right before my wax, right?
Yeah, you did. That was cute. And then you had to pull your pants down right after.
Yep. I went in and she's like, oh my God, I've seen you on TikTok or Facebook or something. And I was like, oh my God, this is my actual worst nightmare. Now I have to drop my pants and pull my ass cheeks apart for this stranger.
Hell yeah.
And your knees to your chest.
Knees to chest, baby. That's my favorite part.
She could have like gone to my comments and wrote like, oh my God,
I waxed her cooch.
All right, time's up.
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Here you go.
Wait, okay, why is that like not that bad? Well, oh, you gave me a necklace that has Charlie on it?
Yes.
Okay, that's like not that bad.
Is that contour?
Yeah, I tried to do contour.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. It looks like sideburns.
Yeah.
My glasses aren't that square though.
I know.
But this is actually really not that bad. That took you 2 minutes.
Yeah. Will you frame that and put that in your office? I'll sign it for you.
Yeah,
you
it's need really to sign not it. That bad, actually. I'm kind of impressed. Your signature is the thing that's scary.
It's not even that bad. I worked on it.
Oh, you have?
It's not too bad. It's just different every time.
Yeah. Remember when we were doing like a live show in Austin and you had to go the night before and just
oh
practice.
My God, yes.
She had to practice her signature over and over because she didn't have one. I was like, dude.
I still don't.
It's different every time?
It's different
every
time.
It's a one
time.
Of a kind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. That was actually pretty cute. I liked that. Good job.
Very fun.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, my turn.
Dare.
Dare again? Jesus, okay. Let me give it a good spin here. Well, hit a 9. 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. For the next 2 minutes, you must speak in an accent. Well, that is literally not hard at all. Are you kidding me? I could speak in an accent for decades upon decades.
Oh no, I can see the comments now.
Or should I try something else? I'll do multiple ones.
Yeah, I think you need a different one.
Je m'appelle France.
How about I give you an accent?
Okay, hit me.
German.
Eislein Starlight. Hello, my name is Janelle.
Oh my God, that is the worst accent I've ever heard.
I'm German, right. And I like
is that a French talk German? About in German how you're going to make beer out of your vagina yeast.
I will take the yeast from the vagina and put it in a crock pot to create.
This is very stereotypical.
To create the beer for the consumers to have.
The consumers.
Hit me with a different one.
Okay, Scottish.
Oh, yeah, Scottish. I am very Scottish. I like to sit here and pick a four-leaf clover, and I like to drink Guinness, that's actually Irish, and
so are clovers.
And I also will play the bagpipe on St. Patty's Day.
All right,
and
let's
drink Odoos.
Oh, they drink Odoos. This. They have this one.
Odoos.
Oh, it's called like Dang when I was there.
Okay.
I tried it.
You're not helpful.
It's a type of soda. It's called like Bod or something. I don't know.
Oh, Bod. I drink.
That's
I
not it.
And also, I just want to say that I will go ahead and sell my yeast on OnlyFans. If you would like some good Scottish yeast, poor Declan, he's probably like, what the fuck?
I know.
Our friend from Scotland. And I will make sure. Is the timer
He'd probably
going
be proud.
On?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Timer is going off.
Time is off. You assholes.
It's just you're right. So loud in here.
Okay, thanks. Right.
That was good enough.
I hurt my throat really bad. Jeez, accents are hard, man.
They are.
How do accents become a thing? That's what I want.
I don't really
know.
It'd be interesting to learn the history of accents and how they came about.
Like, how do you just know to talk like that? And it just comes naturally?
It's just what everyone around you talks, you know, your parents, and
mm-hmm.
you just pick it up.
I think there's a conspiracy.
Mm. Okay.
All right, Kendall, we flipped for you.
Okay.
And you have to spin the board.
Damn, oh, dare after dare. Number seven.
Seven.
Number seven.
Is this seven? Okay. Eat the chosen snack with no hands. The chosen snack. Why are my dares so much worse?
Mine is like speaking in an accent. Yeah. Yours is get waxed and take shots. Do you feel anything from your
Eat
shot?
My hand.
No, not really. Do you want a second one? I feel like a little more relaxed.
Wow, I'm surprised. Because you're kind of a lightweight.
I am. Could hit me at any point. Who knows? Sydney says, snack is good snack. All right, what do I have? Oh, okay. So it's just, what is this? God, you guys, such treats. I was trying to eat healthy today.
She said no bread. Hands.
No hand. Oh, I see. I thought it was with your hands.
No, no hands.
Guys, how am I supposed to eat this?
You gotta get the middle thing out.
Okay, so it's what an is Oreo it? With peanut butter and marshmallow. All right, here we go.
Ew.
So you're like making out with the bowl. Mm. Wow.
No
hands.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's very good. It's peanut butter and marshmallow.
She said, look, Ma, no hands.
I was just going to say that.
That looks so sexual, though. Oh, my God. The fact that your face is in there.
Mm.
Okay, good job. Damn.
Very good.
Impressive.
Impressive.
Wait, you have to eat it all. Just kidding.
Yeah, lick the bowl.
All right, my turn.
Truth.
Truth? Okay. Who would you help to, who would you call to help bury a body and trust they wouldn't turn you in? Corelli. You and I, girl.
That's okay. Yeah. To the death.
You know I'd be calling.
Yeah. Also, I don't think you could do it. Not saying that you and I would be much better, Corelli, but I think we would have the best.
I think so too.
No, you would suck. No offense.
Why?
Because you guys offended. Couldn't handle it, I feel like. This
but
is
you
a
think
job.
I'd turn you in?
Yeah, I think you would turn yourself in, to be honest. Like, no. I think
same.
It would get to you.
Yeah, I would turn myself in.
I think Curly and I will have the best shot of getting away with it.
Okay.
How about everyone answer what they think?
I would say Janelle, actually, because I feel like Janelle can hold a secret.
Oh, for sure.
What about you, Sid?
I would struggle with Janelle because of the aftermath anxiety that, like, constant, maybe, like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe. Like,
oh, I would be so
nervous.
Mentally unwell. It would be insane, but
it's hard.
I wouldn't wrap myself
I think with
out. I don't
you,
think.
Curly, maybe yeah, because we're not always like, I mean, like we could just.
What does it say about me? that I can hide a body?
That you are down for a challenge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She is the fire sign among us.
I would choose Kendall, but.
Oh, wait, you are a fire sign too. That's why I'd choose like one of you two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't tell anyone.
My decision would be Janelle.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm such a freak though. I'd be like
Janelle.
It would probably ruin your life, but
it would definitely ruin my life.
Honestly, Emily.
Yes.
Emily would be a
anyone
great
in this
one.
Office, probably Emily.
Yeah.
Emily's really smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
But between us four
and loyal.
Me and Curly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for
we're
that.
We're the smartest agreed. And the most loyal here, bitch.
That's right, honey. You and I.
You and I.
Fire sign team.
Imagine mm-hmm. Kendall and I doing
Emily's
it together.
Emily's a fire sign too.
You and Kendall doing it together would be a fucking mess.
It'd be honestly hilarious.
It would be a complete disaster.
Oh yeah, we would turn ourselves in.
Like
we
immediately
would attempt to, and then we would just be like, all right, we're fucked. That's it. We give up. We're sorry.
Also, I feel like you wouldn't do a very good job. I feel like it wouldn't be very thorough.
I think we could do a good job, but it would
no.
Make
I feel like
feel...
you'd leave like the foot sticking out or something.
Probably.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't hurt them. And you're like, no, they're dead.
Exactly like that.
don't hurt them. They're dead.
All right, next spin. Candonelli. You got
Candonelli.
Truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Truth. Rank your work team members from favorite to least favorite. That is not happening.
Why not?
Absolutely not. I'm not ranking people.
Who's the least favorite here?
No one.
You had to fire someone right now. Who'd it be?
Yeah.
No one.
You gotta pick one of us.
No, I have the best team ever.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. I'm doing
all right,
a dare.
Fine. Lame.
Eight. All right. Call a friend or family member and sing them happy birthday.
That's even if
funny.
It's not their birthday.
I don't know anyone whose birthday
gonna
it
answer?
Is today. Ooh. I feel like my mom would be funny because she calls me and sings me happy birthday every year.
Yeah, you should do that.
Okay, do it.
Okay.
This is Kathleen.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Kathleen. Happy birthday to you.
Hang up.
She really knows it's me. And she's like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Even say one thing.
She's gonna be like, those damn sesh girls prank calling me again.
I wanted to hear her reaction.
I'm surprised she didn't start like laughing or something. She's got to know that was me.
The laugh, I feel like, gave it away. Your laugh.
Yeah. All right. Sorry, I tried not to.
Okay, my turn.
Maybe she'll call back. Janelle, you got heads.
Okay. Five.
God, my voice is all crackly. My throat kind of hurts.
Eat a spoonful of hot sauce. What kind of hot sauce is it?
The one in her. Sriracha.
Sriracha?
Sriracha.
Dude, I can't eat that.
Yes, you have to.
No.
You've had no good dares so far.
I can't eat that.
All you've had to do is make a poem.
I can't eat sriracha. I hate sriracha.
Too bad. It's a dare.
It's
I got my
so
arm waxed.
Spicy. I would rather get my arm waxed than eat sriracha.
Suck it. That's the
you
way it shook
it.
Out.
You suck it.
Girls, gals, ladies.
Ladies.
Is it a tablespoon or a teaspoon?
It's a lot. That's a fucking lot, bro.
Oh my God.
I hate sriracha.
I hate sriracha too.
Such
the worst.
A nasty flavor.
You want to hit the tomato soup after?
Yeah, hit me with the tomato soup.
Or would
soup
you like after. The marshmallow after?
I could rather have the marshmallow.
Really? I feel like tomato soup would be better. No. It's not too mean.
I think the marshmallow will calm it down.
Okay. Cheers. Oh. Oh, God, it's
a butt
so
burner.
It's good.
There you go. The marshmallow is good.
Ooh, my throat's on fire. I feel like my butthole's going to burn in a few hours here. I hate sriracha so much.
Your stomach's going to burn.
That was a lot.
My dad would always call sauces that are too spicy a butt burner.
This is a butt burner. Spicy diarrhea tonight, baby.
Disgusting.
This is a good combo, though.
Peanut butter and marsh.
I'm going to have that for lunch. All right, Kendall, go ahead.
Those sandwiches, what are those called? Sandwiches?
A peanut butter fluff sandwich?
Fluff or nutter, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fluff or nutters.
Okay, we spun.
You got dare. Okay, here we go. Eight.
There's only 10 or four.
Okay, so we'll do which one's closer to eight.
Ten.
Right. Is how math works. In 1 minute, write a short poem about guns?
Massage gun.
Oh. A massage gun.
I thought it said write a short message about guns.
What the hell is this?
About massage guns.
Yeah, like a Theragun or something.
Time's up.
It rhymes. Okay. All right. I came up with massage guns are such fun. They can help relieve your buns. They can also help relieve your stress. Just put it to the test, but the highest setting you should not press.
Wow, good.
Not too bad.
Damn, but the highest setting you should not press.
Or else gonna be painful.
Wow. Okay.
Painfully good.
Oh, go off, Curly. Good for you.
A Theragun, though.
I feel like you'd get a little bruised.
Those things hurt so bad, just in general. Real bad.
All right.
So you're left with one dare.
All right. I'm just gonna do the dare. Last dare.
Okay. Do the dare.
Okay, prank call one of your coworkers.
Oh.
Okay, I have to figure out who to do.
Damn it.
Your call.
Okay, everyone hates me. That's great.
No one answers prank calls these days. It's a different time. Remember how hard it was during our prank call episode to get someone to answer?
Your call has been...
Dang it. All right. Well, you weaseled your way out of that one.
Sorry. No can do. No one answered my call. I called like literally seven people.
Like 80 million times.
All right.
Well,
that's a great way to
end it.
To end it. Big flop on my part.
On their parts. You tried your best.
Hey, you know what?
Do you guys have a last minute dare you can give her?
Nothing. Sorry.
Right. I dare you to end the show in your German accent.
Ooh, end the show. On a musical note.
In German?
She's willing to do that. Yeah. German song.
Sexy version.
Let's go. Sexy German song. End it.
Feel free to do dance moves.
Yep.
I don't know how Germans dance. I feel like they dance like all of us do.
We'll be sexy.
Well, that's it for this sesh. Next time, we will be waxing each other's buttholes. So stay tuned for that next week. And we will see you on the next sesh. But until then,
keep
fresh,
it.
You must keep it.
All right, guys.
Love you.
We'll see you next time.